broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Yeah, it's a little much. Yeah, I think it's gone a little bit too far.
Mr. Quinn heard Coach McDowell say to these men, quote,
"We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by..."
First of all, it's one of the best schools. We slept here outside in the rain.
Ching chong ling long ting tong.
Constitution doesn't have a preamble.
You're fired.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Boy, and if you think that I'm losing my mind on the air, you ought to see me off the air. You ought to see our, in other words, our Phil TV in HD feed on our website, philhenryshow.com, because, Jim, I'm here to tell you that I almost walked off the show there about 5-10 minutes ago. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is a radio show that no other talk show in the world could ever attempt successfully. No other talk show in the world could ever attempt. And we're very happy to be with you here. And don't forget, our website is philhenryshow.com for a backstage pass. You get audio, archived audio. You get our daily podcast. You get our daily podcast. Did I say we get a podcast?
Yeah, I have a picture of a nude woman.
It's not a bad idea. You know what I mean, Robert?
Yeah.
We can have, all right, here's our podcast, and it's like a picture of whoever, and then there's a podcast, and...
Yeah, it should be a picture of, like, Michelle Bachmann nude.
Oh, yeah, okay, man. You know, I'd like to finish my lunch, if you don't mind.
Are you crazy? That's the hottest thing that... Well, okay.
You know, get him in to get some glasses fitted for him, okay? Because I was thinking maybe, but...
Are you kidding?
No, man, we got to take you in.
We got to take you in. We got to take you to the police is what we got to do. All right, so anyway, go over there, you get the podcast, you have our Classic Phil podcast, and our souvenir shop where you can pick up the Phil Hendry Show t-shirt available now, as well as our best of CDs, our legacy CDs. We have our, whatever the hell else we got over there. Our mug, our coffee mug is awesome. I have the coffee mug right here on our Phil TV feed. See that? There's the logo on both sides, and our shot glass. The shot glass will be busting out big time this summer, man. Oh, baby.
Yeah, that bad, huh?
Yeah, it's that bad. That's that bad. You know, I'm not a drinker. I'm really not a drinker per se. I was in my younger days. There's no question. There's no question at all that in my younger days, I loved to hit the ball a long way. But as I've gotten older, it's not, you know, anything that I need to do every weekend. So I can, for instance, the last drink I had has got to be 2 months ago.
What? Are you kidding me, man? How do you go that long?
I don't think about it. I don't need it. I just, you know... But I think this summer is going to be different. I think this summer we're going to do a lot of yucca, and it's going to be a pretty ugly thing. So join us, won't you? I'm kidding, but, you know. All right, 877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And as you well know, we had ourselves a big news story this morning, and that was that President Obama finally released the long-form version of his birth certificate. Now, I understand that there was something called Certificate of Live Birth. Everybody became a real expert on this. And the president gave reasons for releasing this long-form birth certificate. The reasons that he gave had to do with the countries being distracted by this. And, I have to say, and this is just my own personal opinion, that while I am a conservative and I do care about the future of our country and I'm not necessarily a voting Democrat, I will tell you this. The president's office is something that I think should be respected, irregardless of who it is that is occupying it. And when you're constantly assaulting the office of the president, every wingnut, every weird ass, every jackball, everybody who's a birther, anybody that's a truther, anybody that's a gipper, everybody pounding on the glass, pounding on the door, trying to sneak in through the back way, trying to get an audience with the Pope, trying to get an audience with the president, they got this problem, they got that problem. And then along comes a guy like Donald Trump, who I thought was a very credible guy when he was talking about China and trade and oil and OPEC. I thought he was extremely credible, and I wanted to hear more from what Donald Trump had to say. But the minute he opened his yap on birther, guess what happened, Trump? You lost me, man. I wouldn't vote for you now, man, if you were gold-plated. Because to me, that marks you as an idiot. This hour, we will have a debate from Dean Wheeler, the Northern California Holistic Center, and from Larry Grover. Mr. Grover is with the conservatives of Kern County, and we'll be talking with both of these gentlemen about this very issue. Now, this morning, the president released the birth certificate. He decried what he called silliness. He responded to the critics' relentless claims. He produced a detailed Hawaii birth certificate, an extraordinary attempt to bury this issue. We do not have time for this kind of silliness, he said. Who could possibly disagree with that? Who could possibly disagree with that? Now, here is at this morning's press briefing, President Obama speaking to reporters after the release of this long-form birth certificate.
This issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with bemusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital.
Obama says we've got more serious issues to focus on.
We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers. Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people, as well as to the press. We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve.
All right, Dean Wheeler joining us now from Northern California and also in Southern California is Larry Grover. Dean, good evening.
Good evening, Phil. It's good to be on.
And Larry, how are you?
Well, a very challenging day indeed, Phil, for the country.
All right, I want to start with Dean. Your take on this, Dean, your feelings on this. I know you are a liberal and a backer of the president, so you must feel a great deal of satisfaction, or is it an irritant, as you just heard the president put it?
No, I think, Phil, more than anything, I think that this is a death knell for the conservative movement, and I'll tell you why, because I think it has made these people who insisted that Obama was not a citizen, who insisted that there was something wrong with Obama's birth record, who insisted he was hiding it for a reason, and that was because he was born in Kenya, that he was hiding it for a reason, that was because he couldn't prove that he was an American citizen. Keep in mind, Phil, that this wasn't just people asking to see a birth certificate. These were people that were already convinced that this was not, this president was not a citizen of the United States. And I believe that this has been a big flat tire on the way to the White House. I know conservatives have been very proud of themselves since their election, their congressional elections in 2010. But they have come up against a bump in the road, a pothole here, that I think has done them a great deal of damage. They have not come off looking intelligent. And as a result, I think any conservative who comes across the least bit crackpot, and we put into that group, of course, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann.
You think Sarah Palin comes off crackpot?
I think whether she is or not, I think the perception is that she is very extreme, yes. And so forth. Ron Paul, I don't think that this speaks well for any of those people. And so I think what's going on is that you're going to see whatever head of state that the conservatives were able to get together, they're going to lose it. And we're going to see a resurgence of progressive thinking and voting as well.
All right. So, Dean, you think that this is, and boy, I can't really see it that way, but you think that this is some kind of a death knell, as you say, for the conservative movement. I'm going to have to ask you a little bit more about that. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, you're a conservative. That's the name of your organization. What do you think?
This is a very difficult thing for me to talk about because I don't know that I can disagree with him. This guy that this Mr. Forgive me. My name's Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler. I don't know that I can disagree with him. And here's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because I have been a a longtime conservative. I watched our movement. I was hoping, along with many conservatives, that Obama would not be able to produce a birth certificate, that this might be the easiest way to get rid of this guy. And not only does he produce the document, but it's the right document. And so, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Are you saying that you agree with me?
I'm saying that I am having a hard time mounting an argument against you. And if I'm having a hard time mounting an argument against you, I don't know that any conservative could, because I am a long-time writing as well as public speaking conservative.
And well, surely you can say, you know, I would say, being a conservative, I would say that the president was forced to, by public acclaim, you might want to say, to show that he is indeed an American citizen.
But, Phil, it's not public acclaim. It's something I heard you mention off the air yesterday during your video, you know, the video Phil TV video. And you
mean the Phil TV?
Phil TV. You said that it's not hue and cry. And
it's not hue and cry. You're right. But I still think that, and it wasn't hue and cry. What it was people saying, we want to see this document, and the president finally producing it.
You see, not a court case. Yeah, that's the thing, Phil. The courts didn't ask him to do it. The courts had ruled in his favor, and the courts basically thrown out all these Orly Tate's challenges, and so that when the president finally showed the birth certificate, it proved that the courts were right, it proved that the president was right, and it proved that a great many conservatives, like myself and others, were wrong. And you asked me, how do I debate this?
Well, why did you agree to come on this show? You knew it was going to be a debate.
Yes, I did know it was going to be a debate. But I thought that by the time I got to airtime tonight, I would have developed some line of thinking or an attack by which I could say to a liberal, look, we, you know, I don't know. Well, Phil, again, I would say this. The conservative movement has been dealt a vicious blow. And it is self-administered. It wasn't done to them. They did it to themselves by unrelentingly haranguing this issue of the president's citizenship and wanting to see the birth certificate. And now that we find out he is, these hardcore extreme conservatives like Mr. Grover have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. And I feel for him.
I'm not asking for anybody, if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
I'm not asking for anyone's sympathy here. I'm simply telling you, I'm being an honest man, and that's one thing about being a conservative. We pride ourselves on our honesty. I don't have any argument against you. I don't have any argument against you.
So you're saying that he is right, that this could be the death knell of conservatives?
I think it could be, because I don't think we acquitted ourselves well. I think we looked stupid when we were... When we were pursuing this, we looked stupid. And now that the issue has been resolved, we stand there like the performer with the proverbial egg on his face.
All right, Larry Grover and Dean Wheeler on the radio here tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show debating how Obama releasing the birth certificate, how will this affect the two political movements in this country? Dean Wheeler has taken the position that it's going to be a death knell for conservatives, the conservative movement, and Mr. Grover, who's a conservative, agreeing with him. And when I asked him why, he said he doesn't really have any argument against what Mr. Wheeler is saying. A death knell to the conservative movement? A death knell maybe to that aspect of the conservative movement that felt that this was a key issue, Obama's citizenship. How many of them there were? We didn't quite know. We did know there were some 30% of Americans who claimed they weren't sure about the president's citizenship. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And we'll be back with Larry Grover and Mr. Dean Wheeler in a moment as they debate this issue, Obama's birth certificate, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
AT&T Hotline now. 877-876-PILL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here. Dean Wheeler and Larry Grover debating the release of this birth certificate, its effect. Mr. Grover, a conservative. Mr. Wheeler, a liberal. Both of them voting, one a Republican and the other a Democrat. So, Mr. Wheeler, would you call yourself, you're a progressive Democrat?
Well, yeah, I think any of us, I like to call myself a progressive because I believe that the things I embrace are progressive stands on these issues.
Okay, and Larry?
Well, I'm a conservative. I'm an old-fashioned conservative. I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative. And what does that mean? It means people like to say, well, being a conservative is old school. Well, if you call the Constitution old school, the Constitution is very clear. The government has a very limited role, and the rest is up to us as individual citizens. I believe in that, and I embrace that. Obama's a liberal. He's a progressive, whatever you want to call him. As far as I'm concerned, he's just an old-fashioned FDR socialist. And I thought we had a shot when he would not release his birth certificate. And when I heard this early tape, she sounded like she was a little, not quite had both oars in the water, however you want to put it, and she wasn't getting anywhere with the courts. I thought, well, you know, I think they're hiding something. And you found out they weren't, huh? Excuse me? You found out that they weren't. Let me just finish what I'm saying here.
Yeah, Dean, let him finish.
Let me finish, and then you can get your shots in. And, well, I'm not trying to get in any shots, Phil. What I'm trying to say... it's my turn, and I'd like to...
Let Larry say what he wants to say.
And anyway, I don't disagree with you, Mr. Wheeler. I think the conservative movement of which I'm a part has been dealt a very difficult setback. We have been made to look stupid. We have been made to look ridiculous.
Well, not all conservatives were birthers.
Hold on, Phil. I want to disagree. Yes, they were. The conservative movement, by and large, was a birther movement.
Well, do you agree with that, Larry?
There's nothing I can say about it. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't argue with him. He's got the higher moral ground.
No, he doesn't have the higher moral ground. I'm asking you, do you believe what he just said, that the entire conservative movement was the birther movement?
I can't. What am I going to say to a man who's got, he's got me? The Obama proved that he's a citizen. And
No, I'm not talking about that now. He's simply describing the conservative movement within the Republican Party, within the Tea Party, wherever it exists, the libertarians. The conservative movement, he said, was comprised of birthers. What do you say to that?
There is nothing I can say because the man has won the argument. The conservative movement has been damaged, mortally wounded, by the fact that Obama comes walking out there with a big, excuse me for saying, crap-eating grin on his face, and here's my birth certificate, now how does it feel? And I can tell you that, Phil, to just follow up on what Larry was saying, the conservative movement is a birther movement, and this is why it's not taken seriously by the American people.
Not taken seriously by the American people. We just had a congressional election that was a major statement by the American people, voting in conservative Republicans and changing the face, at least, of the House of Representatives and making life a hell of a lot more difficult for President Obama. So I don't know where you get this idea that it is not making any progress. I think it's made a lot of progress.
Yeah, but now we've been set back because of the Obama birth certificate. People are looking at us as failures. And that's right. Agreed. And I would also say that as a progressive, I look at this as one of the greatest things that could possibly have happened, embarrassing the conservative movement and, I think, giving some real truth to the belief that a great many conservatives in this country are not educated. And well, I think that's uncalled for.
Then why else would they have believed the things they believe?
I think that's uncalled for.
I do, too, and patently wrong, because there are a great many conservatives that are educated. Nonetheless, we'll continue with this, and your phone calls at 877-876-7445 as Larry Grover and Dean Wheeler discuss the Obama birth certificate revelation today. He is a citizen of the United States. Out came the birth certificate. Larry Grover, a believer that the conservatives, of which he is a member of the movement, they have been dealt a pretty serious blow by this. And Dean Wheeler, liberal, saying, you're right. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, famous Phil Hendry Show here, and although getting less world famous as the seconds go by, and with us is our good friend Larry Grover and Dean Wheeler. Larry here in Southern California, Dean in Northern California. Dean is a progressive. I guess we got you guys, you know, you're in Northern California there, Dean, a progressive, Southern California, the conservative base. And I guess that's how that is. But we are talking to the country here about Obama's birth certificate. And this idea that it is the death knell of the conservative movement, Dean, that you've been trying to make this point now for the last half hour. This is it. This is the end. This is all that progressive needed. And you say it's because it shows them to be stupid. Now, you can't really believe that, can you?
Yes, I can believe that. I very much can believe it. I think that the conservative movement in this country is comprised of some of the most ignorant people, and yes, racist. I don't think, let's be very clear about something. This was a racist effort from the very beginning.
You really think racist?
Absolutely racist. Only Obama, because he's black and his father came from Kenya, would people say, well, now, he must not be from America. There's something very exotic about that. The Muslim school in his background had people worried. And again, driven by conservatives, coming from a racist point of view, the conservatives expose themselves for what they are, which is an ignorant movement born of a very frustrated people that the times are changing.
I want to get Larry. Larry, what's your feeling on that?
Well, I wish I could argue with him. I wish I could tell him he's wrong, but I can't. They proved today.
No, wait, hold just a minute here. He just said that the conservative birther movement is racist. You agree?
I can't disagree with him because the guy was proven. Obama showed his birth certificate today. The progressives were proven right. Obama's a citizen. And so anything I say is going to sound like sour grapes, and I'm going to sound even stupider than he says conservatives are. Are we stupid? I didn't think we were. When Obama showed the birth certificate, then I said, you know what? I'm an idiot. I looked in the mirror, and I think a lot of conservatives across the country looked in the mirror and said, you're about 6 foot two of stupid. I'm 6 foot two, but however tall, and that's how I felt.
6 foot two is stupid, huh?
That's how I felt, and until something comes along that can jar us out of this, I'm stupid. I'm stupid.
All right, 877-876-7445. Here is John in Kansas. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler and Larry Grover.
Well, fellas, I've got a couple points to make. First of all, I find it very ironic and very hilarious that the President of the United States, which holds the most powerful position in the United States, can wait 2.5 years to produce a birth certificate, and a 12-year-old little leaguer has to do it before he steps the field. That's first. Second, it's not going to damage anybody's position in the conservatives at all, because if the American people, and I'm going to quote Obama, the majority of the American people I'm talking to, which I fall into that, don't actually suspect anything suspicious, the fact that it takes him 2.5 years, and the fact that, oh yeah, in 2.5 years, oh, he can magically produce a birth certificate. We are all naive if we don't think that the most powerful person in America can fake a birth certificate. You have 50 billion crackheads in a world with fake IDs every single day.
You know something? You really are an addicted conservative. There's no cure for you. You just are. And
all the problems of the world, you want to concentrate into Barack Obama. Do you take responsibility for anything? Are you an American citizen? Are you responsible for anything? You have to hang on to your little birther.
All right, well, all right, he hung up. 877, Larry, did you want to make a comment?
I think that it's embarrassing to hear a conservative like that, because that's essentially what we've become. You know, we've become addicted to the birth certificate issue, and as a result, we don't know any other issue to talk about. We got caught with our pants down around our ankles. I think there's a lot of conservatives today that want to hang on to it, want to keep arguing it. And I noticed that he hung up because he didn't want to have to argue the point.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. We'll take a break here. Larry Grover and Dean Wheeler. And both our guests, a conservative and a liberal, say the GOP cannot recover from the birther issue. Will the birther issue hurt the GOP's chance? Well, we've been asking that question for the last 40 minutes. 877-876-7445. Still to come, maybe nothing, maybe more of the show. The Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Every night we do Phil TV, and my subscribers can see what I'm going through every night. I'm in a fight to the death. I'm in a fight to the death inside of a radio industry that has bent over and spread and oiled up for liberal conservative talk radio. Mark Levine, Glenn Beck, Stephanie Miller, you're either a liberal or a conservative, and they have destroyed this medium. And I'm in a fight to the death to try to change that, man. I'm sitting here trying to do comedy. I'm sitting here trying to do satire at 1 o'clock in the morning inside of an industry that doesn't care, an industry that would rather do it the easy way, hire the Fred Thompsons, burn them out after 6 months, fire them, put another name in there, somebody that can't do a radio show any more than they probably know how to blow their nose. But you can make some cheap dollars off of that and then blow that out, put somebody else in there, Robert Wall. And just keep doing that, man. And anybody that actually knows how to do radio, that wants to do something creative, bury them, man. Bury them! Because, you know, radio that I grew up with, it was not about being either a liberal or a conservative or crapping on a president or not. It was about a lot of different things. But you know what? This medium is so tired and so old and so, really so boring that I don't blame them. You know, they're trying to squeeze the last penny they can out of radio before they drop a nuclear bomb on the whole industry and just move on to internet or move on to, I don't know what, man, you know, satellite. I mean, take a look at how good they're doing. Not take a look at how good satellite radio's doing. But, I mean, at this particular point, it seems to me that the people that run the radio industry are looking to squeeze the last dollar they can out of this trite garbage that they've got on the air, the Obama-bashing conservative liberal thing, before they just drop a bomb on it. And anybody that's doing any kind of shtick outside of morning drive. But I understand that people listen to me right now, they don't even know what the hell it is I'm talking about. And you want to know why you don't know what I'm talking about? Because the clowns that have run this business into the ground have made sure that you don't know what I'm talking about. Obama, he's the president. What do you want from me, man? There can't possibly be anybody out there in America stupid enough to believe that if Obama were magically not president anymore and there was another president there, that things are going to get just so much better right off the bat because the guy's a Republican instead of a liberal. You can't possibly be that dumb. You can't possibly. Haven't you been alive? Haven't you seen what becomes of this country when a president enters the White House? He can be a conservative. He can be a liberal. He becomes a president. He does things that pisses off everybody. Both parties. You think Bush was beloved of Republicans and conservatives? They you know, they couldn't run fast enough away from that guy. They couldn't stick the shank in his back fast enough. Same thing with Obama. Now he's got all these liberal and progressive and Democratic politicians and voters calling the guy Bush Light. And that last caller, the last guy we had, saying, do you really think that after 2.5 years, the most powerful man, are we going to be engaging in that kind of rhetorical hogwash for the rest of our lives now? Is that what it's going to be? It's going to be one of these, you know, well, it stands to reason. Do you really think? Nobody's going to use their brains anymore. Obama, that's right. He's so powerful to what he did. After 2.5 years, he really gussied up the birth certificate. Look, if you're addicted to the birth certificate issue because you're so dumb you can't figure out any other way to criticize this president or to be against this president, then do me a favor, okay? Just, I don't know, enroll in the Alex Jones Book of the Month Club or something. Donald Trump, like I was telling you, here's a guy that I really admired. Here's a cat that I wanted to hear more from. Donald Trump is an imbecile. And he's now officially stupid. Taking credit for it. Taking credit for what, Trump? I never heard anybody asking John McCain for his birth certificate when that controversy about his place of birth, the Panama Canal Zone, was he in fact an American citizen? You remember all of that. I don't remember anybody asking him to pull out the birth certificate, do you? I remember them wanting to take it to the courts. I remember them wanting to have it adjudicated in the courts. But I never heard anybody say, let's take a look at the birth certificate. I never heard anybody say, let's take a look and find out exactly where he was born. They took his word for it. Well, no, Phil. You know he had to produce it. Oh, really? I mean, that's what I thought Obama did. But I guess he didn't produce the right one, man. How do I know that McCain produced the right one or any of those guys? After a while, I mean, there must be people out there that think that the whole human race is dumb from sun up to sundown, and they can't figure some things out for themselves. And I'm telling you right now, as I sit here, I just ain't one of those people. I can see in this birther thing a blatant manipulation of the political climate based upon this guy's race. I don't give a damn what anybody says. I wasn't born yesterday. This is all about this guy being a black president, Kenya, Indonesia, Muslim, and a bunch of white boys getting nervous about it. Don't give me this bull crap about how, you know, we aren't sure this, that. You just heard this this clown calling from Kansas saying, oh, well, you know, I still don't believe it. Well, nothing's going to convince him. Nobody can read the history of the United States and not recognize that, you know, we got a hang up when it comes to race. We got a black president. You better believe there's going to be some stuff that people are going to want to talk about. They're going to start attributing things here, there. And, of course, I'm not a racist and all that other crap, sure. Donald Trump, meanwhile, who is really making a run for becoming the most, I don't know, disliked man in America, it seems, he now is taking Obama to task for his Harvard education. Now, understand something. Anybody with any brains looks at this president and looks at this administration and looks at 2012, and how likely is it that this guy Obama is going to get reelected president of the United States? Maybe not very likely. Now, you're Donald Trump, and ostensibly you're looking to become president of the United States, maybe even get your party's nomination. So what do? You start going after Obama? Or do you start talking about the things that you know about, the economy, and so forth? Trump gave up on the economy. He gave up on talking about trade. He gave up on talking about energy. He gave up on talking about manufacturing. Why did he give up on that? Because he thinks that it was tactically the wrong move, that it's easier to beat up on Obama and people are going to love you for that? All I hear are a bunch of people beating up on Obama, and I don't know what the hell they stand for. I don't know what they've got to say about anything. Here's Donald Trump now. This morning, he says he now wants to know about Obama's grades.
The press is very protective of President Obama. Very protective. They're not protective of me, but they're protective of President Obama.
You're not the
and
president.
They're not protective of most other people either, in all fairness. The word is, according to what I've read, that he was a terrible student when he went to Occidental.
So was Kennedy.
He then gets to Columbia. He then gets to Harvard. I heard at Columbia, wasn't a very good student. He then gets to Harvard. How do you get into Harvard if you're not a good student?
You heard, man. You want to bring anything of substance to the table, or do you just want to be a rumor monger so you can, like a lot of people think, so you can get the numbers up for your celebrity apprentice? That can't possibly be true. Trump wonders why Obama just doesn't release the transcripts.
Why doesn't he release his Occidental records? Well, I'll tell you why, who cares, because everyone says he was a great student. Well, if he was, that's great, and if he wasn't, that's great. I was a very good student. Well, I think academics, you know, I'll tell you what, education has always meant a lot to me, and I think education is good, and I think if he wants to release it, that's fine, and if he doesn't want to release it, that's fine, too. The word is, you know, you'd think he'd want to release it.
The
word is he wasn't a good student, and he ended up getting into Columbia and Harvard. I'd like to know, how does he get into Harvard? How does he get into Columbia? If he isn't a good student, it's an interesting thing.
How'd you get a TV show, man? So, in any event, there's Donald Trump, who has given up talking to America about what he would do to China, given up talking to America about what he would do with Libya and what he would do with the OPEC nations. He's given up talking to America about how to get the dollar stronger. He's given up talking to America about how to get that big national debt paid down. He's given up talking to America about all of these very positive things that he was involved in when he first began to speak about the national scene and the national health as a when he began to talk like a candidate, if he hadn't actually announced. He's given up doing all of that, and now he's talking about Obama in the most boring manner possible. First of all, it's about the birth certificate, and here comes Obama with a birth certificate. And now it's about the transcripts. Now, what if Obama releases the transcripts and they all look about the way most presidents' transcripts look? I don't know, but something tells me we didn't exactly have a lot of rocket scientists as presidents when it came to their college educations. For instance, I believe that John Kennedy was not a very good student. I don't know what kind of grades Ronald Reagan got. Do you? What kind of grades did Daddy Bush get? I know that Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar, so that pretty much speaks for itself. What kind of grades did Gerald Ford get? What kind of grades did Dwight Eisenhower? He was a West Point cadet. I don't know what point he graduated, what position in his class he graduated. What kind of grades did Harry Truman get? Are we really interested in that? Does it really say anything about a man? Does it? You know how people change in their lives, how people, how they reorder their priorities, how they sometimes can go from being very slothful and very lazy and not interested in much to finally getting motivated. Look at your own kids. Look at yourself. There are a lot of people listening to me right now that you can look back on your college days and you know that you didn't have very good grades. Am I to devalue you now as a leader of people? Am I to devalue you as a leader of a company, for instance? The leader of a division, or the leader of a small shop, or just someone who knows his own mind or her mind? Am I supposed to devalue you now because you didn't get good grades in college? What kind of a conversation are we having here? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the kind of a conversation that Donald Trump is smart enough to know the American people understand. The rest of it, we don't. Donald Trump has probably given up on talking about the economy because he doesn't think we understand it. He's given up on talking about the national debt. He doesn't think we understand it. He's given up on talking about China and the debt that they carry. We don't understand that. He's given up on all these things because he doesn't think we have the gray matter between our ears to understand what it is he's talking about. Is he right? He may be. But I can tell you, just for this voter here, Phil Hendry, I was way more interested in him as a candidate when he was talking about those things. Now, he bores me to tears, that son of a gun, with all of this stuff about the transcripts and Obama's birth certificate. He's just another weird ass out there hammering that topic to death. So finally, you know, here comes the birth certificate. Now, if the guy can come out with these transcripts, man, maybe we can just shut Trump's mouth altogether. And he goes back to doing his TV show, and that's the end of that, man. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry show here. We have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard coming up in the news and information hour. What a unbelievably dead radio show this has been tonight. Unbelievably dead. And mix it in with some of the... It has been a disastrous, un-freaking-believable, man. 877-876-PHIL. News and Information Hour coming up next. Don't forget, our website is philhendryshow.com. We've got archived audio there. We've got podcasts there. We have Phil in HD, Phil TV in HD. So it's a beautiful thing, man, if nothing else. And, of course, our brand spanking new Phil Hendry Show T-shirts in the shop. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.